At the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention, I'm visiting with Dean Black. And Dean, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? A little bit about your operation.
Summers, Iowa. It's kind of north central part of Iowa. Small farmer feeder. Feed out some yearlings there. Raise some corn, soybeans. Enjoy the flatlands of Iowa there.
That is a good thing, and I've been through there quite a few times in my career. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on here at this convention. I know you're serving on the executive committee, about to go into that session, but what are some of the things you expect to have to deal with here?
Always at our executive meetings, we look over what collections are, how they're going at the state level. Also look at how our money, where our budget is, if it's on schedule, if we're behind schedule, if we have to make any adjustments, things like that. Very important things.
Now, I know we call them ARs, but do you look at some of those types of requests?
We kind of look at them as where they are, if they're on track or if the, you know, if they're on budget, those type of things.
So how would you describe what you've seen here? We've got a little bit of a different structure in terms of the committees that's been part of this restructuring, and that's been unveiled here. Just your thoughts.
Yes, it's complete change on the committees that we're used to. This is our first experience. Yesterday, all the committees met, and from the responses with talking with people last night, I think we're on the right step. The committee I was in, there was lots of input. The 2 hours we spent there went by in a hurry, so it was positive.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, I know we've got some challenges as we move ahead, just and budget certainly being a big one. How do you feel about the future and the future of the beef checkoff?
You know, it's such a battle with our cattle numbers, where they're at and where they look like they're going to be for the next couple years. We have an operating committee that does a great job of selecting what programs we're going to fund, and we're doing the best we can, and I hope the producer out there feels the same way.
I think you mentioned before we got started here, you've traveled to some interesting places recently.
Yeah, recently I was in, took a week in December and spent 3 days in Korea and 4 days in Japan with the Secretary of Agriculture of Iowa. I was a beef representative over there. We met with all the major importers. Korea is an interesting country. There's 50 million some mouths to feed there, and they prefer the U.S. beef for number one for safety and taste. So those are real good positives. Japan was probably the highlight of the trip with the change from 20 month of age cattle to 30 months of age cattle. Every meetings that we were in, they just kept asking me questions, you know, are you going to have enough beef for us? You know, you have a drought, your cow numbers are down. The one meeting, actually, the beef procurer there pulled me over and showed me what they were budgeting for this year, and they were budgeting a 30% increase in chilled beef and 40% increase in frozen beef. So that it made you feel good coming out of there that they're looking really anxious to get our product.
Well, that sounds positive, and we certainly want to keep that attitude going, which I think we're doing here at the Cattle Industry Convention. Thank you very much, Dean Black. We've been visiting here just before his executive committee takes off and does their business. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.